The climate change minister says Australia could soon join China, Korea, New Zealand, California and parts of Canada in an Asia-Pacific carbon trading system. Greg Combe says that a unified scheme would eventually remove any competitive disadvantage for any one country involved. Greg Combe is in Beijing to see how the Chinese system is likely to work, and he spoke to reporters there last night, including the ABC's China correspondent Stephen McDonnell.
China is preparing to run pilot carbon trading schemes in Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, Chongqing, Shenzhen, Hubei and Guangdong. Together they make up the major cities here and include a combined population of 250 million people. The government's goal is to then introduce a national trading scheme by 2015. Climate Change Minister Greg Combe is in Beijing to speak to officials here about how the Chinese system will work before heading to South Korea, where carbon trading legislation is currently before Parliament. With China and South Korea trading carbon, the minister says there can eventually be an integrated Asia-Pacific system.
Australia and New Zealand have got emissions trading schemes. California's got one. Provinces in Canada are introducing emissions trading. Korea is introducing emissions trading. There are these pilot schemes being generated within China. In the Asia-Pacific region, there is scope in the years to come for us to develop quite an integrated approach to tackling climate change and to having emissions trading arrangements that are linked and a common carbon market. A common carbon price could evolve from that between our economies, which removes any issue of competitive disadvantage. And this is why I'm putting effort into this particular issue in China and Korea at the moment.
Apart from pilot trading schemes, China has various carbon reduction methods already in place. This includes a government commitment to reduce the whole country's carbon output per unit of GDP by 17% before the end of 2015, and by a whopping 40 to 45% by 2020. There are also plans afoot to directly charge or tax heavily polluting companies for their emissions, but the price per tonne of carbon dioxide has not yet been released. Speaking to reporters in Beijing last night, Greg Combe was asked if Australia was going it alone with a high price on carbon emissions.
You cannot overlook the fact that there's been a carbon price in European economies for years. There's carbon prices effectively in many economies. There are carbon prices in China's economy by virtue of the different policy mechanisms it has pursued. It's got feed-in tariffs, it's got taxes on high emissions areas of the industry. There are effective carbon prices in the US economy as well.
We do seem to have the highest price in the world.
Well, I saw, I think in Sweden it is a carbon tax rate of $150 a tonne.
Right. You should put that out more often.
Oh, it's out and about. You should read it more often.
What Greg Combe is discovering here is that China is still working out just how its carbon trading mechanism will work. But for the Gillard government, the important thing is that Australia's largest trading partner is actually going to do it. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing for AM.